This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. A lot of political talk this week about Hillary Clinton's claim she came under sniper fire when she got off a plane a dozen years ago in Bosnia.
There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles.
Actually, instead of sniper fire, news videos show her being greeted by a local schoolgirl with flowers. Earlier this week, Senator Clinton told a Pittsburgh newspaper she misspoke because she was sleep deprived. Day to Day's Alex Cohen has been looking into fatigue and its effect on the candidates.
Hillary Clinton isn't alone when it comes to groggy gaffes. Last week on a talk radio show, Barack Obama spoke about his grandmother and used a phrase many listeners found offensive.
But she is a typical white person who...
And at a press conference last Tuesday, Senator John McCain mistakenly stated that Iran is training al-Qaeda. Joe Lieberman helped McCain quickly correct himself.
I'm sorry, McCain. The Iranians are training extremists,
Senator McCain.
Not al-Qaeda. Not al-Qaeda.
Senator McCain.
It's understandable how such mistakes can be made, given their grueling schedules. The candidates and the staff who support them are working around the clock and often waking up in a different time zone every day. Just ask Joe Trippi, who ran John Edwards' campaign.
For about a month before Iowa through maybe Super Tuesday, it's a near-death experience.
And an experience Trippi's been through several times, including last election when he managed Howard Dean's campaign. And that was a rough time, Trippi says. He was going on just about 2 hours of sleep a night for 6 months. And then one morning, he went down to the deli near campaign headquarters.
Ordered my breakfast sandwich and literally fell asleep on my feet and woke up just as I was crashing to the floor.
That fall broke Trippi's rib. Fractured bones aren't a typical symptom of sleep deprivation, but lack of proper rest can have serious physical and neurological effects. Gaylord Hospital sleep specialist Rochelle Turetsky says fatigue can be just as potent as whiskey.
One night's sleep deprivation is the equivalent of a blood alcohol level of 0.08%.
That's the same blood alcohol level that could earn you a DUI in all 50 states. Turetsky says, especially considering the kind of critical thinking skills a presidential candidate needs, a lack of sleep can have some very harmful effects.
A change in your response speed, a variety of lapses in your attention, and difficulty with memory.
But Turetsky adds lack of sleep may not necessarily let Hillary Clinton off the hook for her Bosnia remark.
It might be more likely that Mrs. Clinton might have misspoke and thought that she was under fire in Belfast instead of Bosnia, but I don't know necessarily that she would have thought that she was under fire when she actually wasn't.
It's scientifically impossible to figure out to what extent sleep deprivation affects what a person says, but there are some other interesting things that sleep research can tell us, Turetsky says. For example, there's this good bit of news for John McCain. Age doesn't matter when it comes to sleep deprivation.
We tend to think that the younger person rebounds better, but actually older subjects had a smaller decrease in their what we call psychomotor performance during episodes of sleep loss.
McCain may also be helped out by the fact that he can take it a bit easier for a while now that he has no major competitors. Senators Obama and Clinton aren't as lucky, so they're left to come up with creative solutions to sleep debt. Here's how Senator Clinton responded when Katie Couric recently asked how she dealt with such a hectic schedule.
Do you pop vitamins? Do you mainline coffee?
I take vitamins. I drink tea, not coffee anymore. And the other is hot peppers. I eat a lot of hot peppers.
And here's what Barack Obama told 60 Minutes when asked how he deals with such little sleep.
I've been working out every morning, and that helps.
Played some basketball.
Played a little basketball.
The exercise helps you sleep more efficiently and helps you, because of that efficiency, get more out of your sleep.
Ralph Downey is a sleep specialist at Loma Linda University Hospital in California. He says he's not sure about the hot pepper strategy, but he does know of one surefire cure for fatigue.
There's nothing that replaces sleep like sleep.
For that, the candidates might have to wait until November 5th. Alex Cohen, NPR News.